Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Kovacs here, Mishnah Yomi. Today, Erev Shabbat Vayechi is holding in Chapter 7 of Sanhedrin, Arba Mitot, starting at Mishnah Yud, Hameisit. Hameisit is somebody who tries to get other people to do idolatry. Zeh Hedyot, he's a regular person. The Barner explains, not a Navi. A Navi, a prophet who tries to influence others to do idolatry, he gets a chenek. But a regular guy who tries to get other people involved in idolatry, he's a missionary for the idols, he gets a skiva. So he's a hedyot, a regular guy, meisit, it's a hedyot, who is tempting, trying to seduce into idol worship a regular guy. Now, the same would apply if he was trying to convince a navi also. Amar lo, what does he do? He tells him, yesh yira, there's something to fear. A deity, b'makom ploni, in a certain place, kach ochelet, and this is what it eats, you know, suggesting we bring it some food, kach shota, this is what it drinks, we'll pour him a glass of beer, kach metiva, this is the good it can do, kach maria, and these are the bad things it can do to us if we don't go and serve this idol. Now, the Mishnah points out a logistical, a procedural consideration. Kol chayave mitot shebetorah, anytime someone might get a death penalty in the Torah, ein machminin alav chutz mizu. We don't pre-place witnesses to catch him in the act except for the meisit. We're going to see a meisit, you can hide witnesses behind the fence and have the guy say these words and try to tempt people to idolatry in order to convict him. So Amr l'shnayim, if this idolatry missionary said to two guys, hen edav, they can become his witnesses immediately, mivin oto lebeit din, they can bring him to the court, v'zoglin oto, testify against him, and the court will convict him and punish him by skila. Amr l'echad, but what if he's a cunning missionary, he's only talking to one guy, hu omer, so the guy who hears can say, yeshli chaverim rotzim v'kach, oh yeah, the idol drinks beer, I got some buddies who would love to give beer to an idol, let me bring my buddies along, you can tell them too. Im haya arum, if this missionary is very cunning, he knows about the two witness rule. Ve'enu yachol ledaber fiyam, he says, no, this is a very top secret idol. I can only tell it to one person at a time. I can never tell it to two people. So what do they do? Machminin lo edim achari hagoder. You can hide some witnesses behind the fence and then get him to talk to somebody right next to the fence. Hu omer lo, and he tells the person he's tempting, emor masha martali, you know, hey, tell me what you told me about the idol. Biyichud, privately, we're in private here. No one here except you and me. When in fact, there are witnesses hiding behind the fence or the like. Hala omer, and the missionary says lo, he tells them, hu omer lo, heich naniach et elokeinu shebashamayim. And then the person being tempted says, how can we abandon Hashem, our Father in heaven? V'neilech navot etzim vonim, and we're going to go and, you know, give offerings and give praise to something made of wood and stone. Im chozer bo, if the missionary retracts, harezei mutav, that's good for him. That's a good thing. We're not going to convict him. Imamar, but if he says, kach hi chavateinu, no, we need to go and serve this idol. Kach yafeladu, it's going to be good for us to serve this pagan deity. Haumding machre yagodar, so then the guys who are waiting behind the fence listening, mevinoto lebeitin, they'll grab him, take him to the court, vsoklinoto, they will testify, they'll be convicted, and he will be stoned. Haomer, if the missionary says, evod, I will go worship the idol, Eilech, I will go, ve'evod, and I will go and worship, Neilech v'navod, let's go together and worship this idol, Azabeach, I will go and bring him an offering, Eilech v'azabeach, I will go first and bring an offering, and you know, you can come after and bring an offering separately, Akhtir, I'll bring Keturet, I will burn incense to this idol, Eilech v'akhtir, I will go first, and you can do it, Neilech v'akhtir, let's go together and bring incense to the idol, Anosech, I'll give him a libation, Eilech v'anosech, I'll go bring a libation and do it, you do it later, or Neilech v'anosech, we'll go together and bring a libation to the pagan, Eshtochavei, I'll bow down and pray to it, Eilech Eshtochavei, I'll go down, pray to it, and then you do it too, or Neilech v'nishtachavei, we'll go together and bow down to the idol. So all of these expressions, whether the missionary is saying, I'll do it first and you'll follow me, or he's simply just saying, I'll do it by myself, or he's saying, we'll do it together, all of these are enough expressions of intent to worship an idol that the witnesses, whether be they hiding or be they in front of the missionary, can go to court, bring him to court, and punish this missionary, this meisit. And the mission concludes, Hamadiach. Now Madiach is somebody who makes an ir nedachat. He's trying to convince a lot of people. Zeya omer neilech v'na'avod v'azara. He's telling people, let's all go together and do a Avodah Zarah together. Now we'll see an Ir Nidachat, a wayward city, a straying city. We actually mentioned that in the first parak as something only the high Sanhedrin of 71 could decide to do, and we don't do a couple of them in one place and not on the border, because what they would do is if the majority of the city follows this missionary and they go together and they start engaging in idolatry, the city starting to turn to idolatry, if most of the city's doing that, they wipe out the entire city. So in that case, he's really liable if he's saying, we will all do it together. Let's go on to Mishnah Yud Aleph 11, HaMechoshef, the magician, Ha'ose Maise Chayev. If he's actually doing an act using some sort of incantation or supernatural force, he is Chayev Skila. He can be punished by stoning. V'lo Ha'ozech Denayim, but not somebody who's merely using sleight of hand. Ochez Denayim means grabbing the eye. It means he's doing something that looks like a trick. It looks like something magical, but really it's an illusion. Really it's sleight of hand. He's really hiding something in his other palm. And that's mostly what modern day magic tricks are. They're Ochez Denayim. Rabbi Kiva Omer Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Kiva says in the name of Yeshua, Shnayim Loktim Kishuim. You could have two guys, and they're both quote-unquote gathering cucumbers. They're gathering cucumbers in a way that looks miraculous or magical. Echad loket potter, echad loket chayev. And one guy could be potter from skila, and the other guy could be liable. How? Ha'ose ma'ase chayev, if he's actually using some sort of magic or incantation or spiritual powers to gather these cucumbers, make them fly through the air, jump into his basket, whatever it is, he needs a skila. But someone who's merely using an illusion to make it look like the cucumbers are magically jumping in the basket, he is putter. Now it's interesting, the Rambam says if he's doing so in a way that, even though it's sleight of hand, if he's doing it in a way that makes it look like magic, then he's not chayiv skila, he can't get executed, but that is aser deraisa, that is a biblically forbidden thing to do. So I've heard, I'm not an expert in this field at all, but I've heard that Jewish magicians will tell the audience in advance, nothing here that I'm doing is actually magic or trying to appear like magic, it's all optical illusions and sleight of hand and my skills and the like. But consult your local Orthodox magician for details about this halacha lemaisei. Tzidkut le'mitzvot, Shabbat Shalom.